Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement for the rest of your day. And if you find these helpful, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing them with a friend, telling them about them, downloading them, or even posting the link on social media? Our hope is to encourage as many people as possible. Well, not too long ago, I was part of a small gathering at our church that we simply call Blue Christmas. Honestly, last year is the first time I'd been part of something like this, but Pastor Neil, who's an incredible member of our team, has been hosting these gatherings for about 40 years now in various churches. The idea behind Blue Christmas is that while externally, a lot of people talk about joy to the world and they talk about the festivities and all the fun things about the holidays, on the inside, there are a lot of people that are walking some really hard paths. There's a lot of loss and a lot of broken dreams and a lot of things that could cause them to feel blue on the inside. What I loved about this small gathering is it was built around four candles that represent four reflections or four kinds of losses even with a prayer for each one of them. And so I just want to walk you through these four candles of Christmas, and I want to invite you, this may be a little different on the podcast today, but I want to invite you that as I describe these, for you to pause, for you to reflect. In fact, if you're someplace that you can, to maybe use it as a meditation, but these four candles are so powerful. The first one is this. The first candle is to remember those we've loved and we've lost. So if you've lost somebody, maybe it's a parent or a grandparent, maybe it's a spouse, whoever that may be, would you pause even now and remember their names? Would you bring their faces and their voices to mind and the memories of them that you hold in your heart? Just take a moment even now to remember them. And as you remember them, would you pause and thank God for them, for the gift that they were? And would you ask Him for His comfort? And that when you're feeling overcome with sadness, that you would ask for His peace in the middle of that, that it would be greater than they could even understand. Would you pray that even now? The second candle represents the pain and sadness that can come from other events that enter our lives. These are things that are uninvited, they're unwanted, and they can leave us reeling in pain and shock in the sense that we can't shake it. We can't shake the feeling that it wasn't supposed to be this way. And so as you think about that, think about those losses that you face. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's the loss of independence. Maybe it's the loss of freedom. Maybe it's the loss of confidence and security where plans just didn't work out or our hopes that ended in despair. Think about those things. What are those losses? And as you think about those, would you pause now for you to tell the God who longs to bind up those that are brokenhearted about some of those losses that you're feeling at this time? Would you tell Him about them? The third candle represents courage. This is the courage that each of us has, the courage to face our sadness, to share our feelings with others, our doubts and fears, our anger, our frustration, our depression, whatever that may be, to dare to hope in the depths of our pain. And so even now, I want to encourage you to pause and tell God who longs to take you by the hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Tell Him now about some areas where you need help in finding courage. Tell Him about those now. The fourth candle is to remember those who have supported us in our pain. We pause to remember the prayers of those people, the words of comfort and support, the acts of kindness from family and friends and those who stood with us in our time of need. Pause even now and thank God for those people that have supported you. Say, God, thank you for sending others to remind me that I'm not alone. And thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. You know, I found these four candles to be a powerful way to walk through some of those unfinished things in our life, but there really was a fifth candle. We actually started the night with this fifth candle in the middle of all of it. The fifth candle reminds us of Jesus. And I can't help but to be reminded of what the prophet Isaiah said all the way back in the Old Testament. And Isaiah 9, verse 2, he said, "The people walking in darkness, they have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And so I want to encourage you today, as you think through walking through those four candles, to remember there is a fifth candle. There is Jesus in the midst of it. And wherever Jesus is, light shines in darkness, and darkness, it has no place to hide. Well, my friend, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, if there's something that you're navigating even now, drop us a note, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. But we love you guys, and we're so grateful to be able to walk through this season with you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.